Rebecca.
Hey, Shay.
I mean, this episode is airing on October 26th.
I know. I hope you guys are getting ready for Halloween.
It was so fun to record. We did have to record it in advance because why?
Well, we're both out of town.
Yes. So we are out of town. I am out of town because I am older and wiser and 40 now. Do I look older and wiser? Do I sound older and wiser?
You definitely sound older and wiser.
I mean, it'll be a while before you get here.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll let you know when I'm there in years if you think I sound older and wiser.
You're
too.
You're still young and perky. In fact, I think we could even say you're still in your mid-30s. Gosh, that stinks.
No.
Yes, but we recorded this episode a little bit in advance so that you guys could hear it this week, the week before Halloween.
Yeah, we thought maybe it would get you in the spirit if you needed a little boost.
Yes. I mean, I've been in the spirit since like mid-July. But if those of you that like to wait till the week of, this will be the boost you need to get into the spirit of Halloween.
Yes. Now is the time. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
It was a really fun one. So happy Halloween from us and enjoy this episode.
Hey, everyone. I'm Erica.
And I'm Shay.
And we're two bestie moms breaking down topics each week here on our podcast.
We cover everything from pop culture to travel, motherhood, organization, fitness, fashion, food, and so much more.
We're two best friends just chatting about life, and we're so excited you're here. Do you know what this week is?
It's one of my very favorite weeks of the entire year.
Tell us. Okay, so today we're breaking down
Halloween.
Yes. Woo-hoo! It's October 26th and we're breaking down Halloween.
I am like so excited. I am really, really, really excited. Okay, Erica, Halloween is my second favorite holiday right after Christmas. What about you?
Oh, let me think. I would probably say it's third.
What holiday are you squeezing in between Christmas and Halloween?
July 4th. I think that's a fun holiday.
Okay, that's my third favorite.
Okay, if so we just reverse the two.
Yes. I mean, I don't want to get in like an argument with you right now, but it's like Christmas and Halloween is right behind it. And then there's a big gap. Then there's July 4th. And then there's like a huge gap and I don't care about the rest of the holidays. So it surprises me. I like July 4th, but there's a big gap between my Halloween and my July 4th.
Okay, well, you know, one of the reasons you're not the biggest fan of like not celebrating Easter, but like the Easter holiday. That's kind of how I feel about Halloween. No, just from it's really short. If the kids go to school, then like the actual like Halloween celebrations are like you try to cram in as much fun as you can right after school until they go to bed. It's just very condensed.
I feel like we should clarify something. Easter is my least favorite.
Go ahead, Shay. Try to make this sound better. Go ahead.
Easter is my least favorite holiday when it comes to just getting excited for it and the festivities. I think it is the most important holiday, even more important than Christmas.
Say it again for the people in the back.
Easter is when Jesus rose again. That is the most important day. But to me, we don't. The Easter Bunny does not come to our house. I don't get excited. Like, I've literally been thinking about Halloween since July 5th. Like, I've been in the spirit of it. I've been at Hobby Lobby looking at pumpkins. I've been all in. Easter feels like every other Sunday morning of my entire life. Right? I do the same thing. I get up, I get dressed, yes. I go to church, I have lunch, I come home.
I guess I think of pumpkins and all of that as just being fall and not like we are celebrating Halloween when we're decorating our front porches for fall or decorating your house for fall. Maybe if I did a separate, like this is Halloween and that's what we're decorating for right now and then we decorated for fall in November, it might be different. But I don't think of like the fall talk and our fall podcast is like, that's me celebrating Halloween. I think I'm just celebrating the season.
Okay. I will match you because I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Because I will, and there's no shame. I used to have shame, but I'm 40 now. So there's no shame anymore.
Okay.
I will put out my Christmas decorations on November 1st and I will start celebrating Christmas and listening to the music and watching the movies on November 1st. But Christmas Day, the actual, it's December 25th. It's not my favorite day in that time period, right?
Yeah.
The anticipation. So I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Like the fall season, by the time you get to Halloween, Halloween's fun, but the whole season is what you get excited about.
Yes. I wish that there was, I I wish there was a way to celebrate Halloween like over the course of a weekend, because then that would really be fun and something to look forward to. This year it's on a Sunday, so I'm sure we'll get to have more fun than if the kids were at school and we crammed it in when they got home. But yeah, that's my only, that's why it gets the third spot, which is why we started talking about this.
Wait, hold on. Ironically, you're right. It is on a Sunday, which will make Halloween Sunday way more fun for me than Easter Sunday.
Right? Now, say it again. Start over. Say your line one more time.
Because I'll get up.
Easter is
the most important of all my holidays. But I'll get up. I'll get dressed. I'll go to church. I'll eat lunch, which is like every other Sunday and identical to my Easter. But then I'll get to do all the fun Halloween stuff after, which is... On Easter afternoon, it's like wah-wah. Like,
yeah,
I don't
it's
know.
Over. It's We're about over. To go to school the next day.
Spring is not my favorite season. We can talk about that later. But okay, so okay, so we both really like Halloween and we like the whole season.
Yeah, we prefer this season. You guys heard it.
And you brought it up. And so let's say it again. If you've missed our episode on breaking down fall.
Yeah. Go back and listen.
Yes, we touch on Halloween. And in fact, I think we kind of thought it would be enough, but the feedback after breaking down fall was so much. You guys wanted us to specifically break down Halloween.
Yeah.
And so here we are.
We're sharing this week to hopefully get you in the spirit if you were struggling. Before we get started, though, let's give a big shout out, big thank you shout out to Tab and Andrew.
Yes. Thank you, boys. Thank you.
Held down the fort here over the last 2 weeks. We were having fun. We were at Disney World. We had a great time with the little girls. We have a Disney World podcast in the future, so be on the lookout for that. But yes, we just wanted to send a big thank you to them for taking care of this little podcast when we were gone.
Actually, based on the feedback, we might not need to have them back anytime soon because they get higher ratings than we do. People love them.
Or we should just continue to travel.
We're going out of town. Maybe that's
Boys,
it.
Can you take over?
I mean, they did a fantastic job. It was, you know, we said it. They said it. It was only supposed to be one episode, but they were having so much fun. We made it two, which the you guys out there listening apparently loved that because you wanted them to come back and they came back and did that second episode. So thank you, Tab and Andrew.
Yes, we appreciate you.
Yes, thank you so much. Just also a reminder, I guess, while we're like doing some housekeeping here, if you have not read our book, our book for the Bestie Book Club this month, we are reviewing that next week, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the book is The Girls in the Stilt House.
Yes. So you need to read it. You have a week to read it. I think that's enough time.
It comes out. The podcast is out on November 2nd.
Yes.
So you have a week. Download it. Check it out in your library.
Yeah.
Purchase the book, whatever. Read it so you can listen along.
Yes. And if you read Sherry Lapina's book, which is the first book we did in the book club, if you read that after we talked about it and were, you know, putting it on Instagram so many times, make sure you go back and listen to that episode if you missed it. So that episode was fun to do, and we're already excited about next week's episode.
Absolutely. I like the housekeeping.
Me too. Anything else we need to discuss? I feel like we're checking things off our list.
No, I think that was it.
How about we play a game?
Oh, let's do it.
Oh, I love a game. Okay, we are going to do, nobody will be surprised, we are going to do this or that Halloween.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Erica, this or that, witches or vampires?
Witches.
Tricks or treats?
Treats.
Would you prefer to go to a Halloween party or to go see a scary movie?
I guess I would prefer to go to the Halloween party.
So far, our answers are identical. Although I would not have even paused 1 second over that last one.
I would have said, if you would have said like, stay in and be cozy and watch a Halloween movie from your house, that might have won over.
And that's her Enneagram 9.
But you said like, go out to the movie theater. I'm like, no, that doesn't sound that fun. Okay, next question.
Skeletons or zombies?
Ooh, skeletons.
Me too. Do you prefer to stay home and hand out the candy on Halloween night or go trick-or-treating?
I would be completely fine with either, but because I have younger children, I go trick-or-treating.
Me too. And I really try to soak in all this us go trick-or-treating time because it's going to be gone
it's
before
like
we know it.
Away.
But when we knock on people's doors and they're like inside and they have the fire going and they're passing out candy, that looks really nice too. Okay. Do you like or this or that? Hay rides or corn mazes?
Hay rides.
Yes, me too. Scary costumes or funny costumes?
Oh, funny. Funny costumes.
Look at us. I think this is the first time we've agreed.
This is the only thing we agree on.
It really is. Pumpkin seeds or pumpkin pie?
I like both. Pumpkin seeds is probably what I would prefer. Let's carve the pumpkin and let's roast the seeds.
I love a pumpkin seed. I'm definitely, pumpkin pie is, you know, pie is my jam. I'm going to go with pie. Bats or black cats?
Black cats.
Pumpkin spice or hot chocolate?
Ooh, I'm going to say hot chocolate. We're going to disagree on that one.
Yeah, we're disagreeing. So now it's where everything goes downhill.
It's over.
It's over. Aliens or ghosts?
Ghosts.
Yeah, I'm going to say ghosts too. Heroes or villains?
I mean, I like it. I like it all on Halloween. I would probably say villains on Halloween.
I think it's more fun to play the villain.
Yeah.
You know, like that's more out of character. And I think just people get into it more if they get to be the villain.
The rest of the year, though, give me the heroes.
Yes. It's another witches one, but witches or werewolves?
I would still go witches.
Me too. I'm reading this off Pinterest. This was not my own adjective, okay? Sexy costume or elaborate costume? I know. I'm reading it. I did not come up with this.
I mean, I'm going to go with elaborate because I'm not trying to be sexy around kids in the neighborhood. Really, I'm just going to order something off. I'm not going to be that elaborate. I'm going to order a costume off Amazon and use whatever they send me.
I always appreciate when people come up with elaborate costumes.
Oh, they're the best.
Like my mom's from last year.
It was so good.
It was elaborate. Any sort of elaborate costume, I just appreciate the effort and the creativity that goes into it.
And it's so much more original when you come up with like your own thing and you make it work with your own ideas. But
yes. Yeah. Okay. Our last one. No, that's not our last one. Hold on. These are both bad. Ugh. Freddy or Jason?
I know, they're both bad. I mean, probably Freddy if I'm choosing.
Me too, if I have to choose. Buy a costume, make a costume.
Buy one.
Oh, for
sure. That's just because I'm lazy.
Without a doubt. Hocus Pocus or the Addams Family?
Oh, I love it all, but I would choose Hocus Pocus.
Me too. And then our last one, spiders or bats?
Spiders.
Yeah, I like bat stuff for Halloween too, but I'm going to go with spiders. Okay, look, there we go.
Good times. Apparently we agree mostly on Halloween versus every other this or that game we've ever played.
I was worried about our friendship, but now I feel like we'll be able to stay friends. I feel like we can now.
Okay, let's go. Now that we're talking Halloween, let's go all the way back. Like, do you remember your Halloweens as a child? Like, well, were they like?
Well, I have kind of a Halloween birthday because...
Oh, true.
Yes. So my birthday is 6 days before Halloween. So... Not because my mom was being lazy. It's because I wanted it. I always wanted like Halloween themed birthday parties.
Okay.
So I kind of felt like I got to celebrate Halloween all week because of that. So yes, we would always kind of do what we do now. We would have like a big meal and always I had some sort of really fun costume I was always excited about. And I trick-or-treated in my neighborhood with my friends.
Okay. What was there like a special meal that your mom made every year?
Yes. And I make it.
Okay, what was it?
To this day, I made my mom's goulash.
Okay.
So it's like goulash, which is a Hungarian recipe, but we would call it goul, you know, play on words, goulash. And my mom made it every year with like cornbread and a salad. Like we would have that. And then we would go trick-or-treating out in our neighborhood and fast forward, you know, 30-ish years later, and we're still doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Okay. We always had weenie dogs. Isn't that what they're called? Like Halloweeny dogs?
Oh, yes,
or,
yes, yes.
Or mummy
like,
dogs. I'm sorry.
Yes,
mummy
either
dogs.
Way.
I call them mummy dogs.
Yeah, I think you go either way. Yeah.
We always had those growing up with like mac and cheese or, you know, like a very kid-friendly meal. My mom did a great job with that.
Yes, I was going to say, though, that's like a very Pinterest-y thing. So your mom was doing it way before Pinterest.
She knew.
I'm impressed that she was doing mummy dogs before people were doing it all over social media.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay.
She was a kindergarten teacher. So she probably like had that bag of tricks up her sleeve. So I lived in the country. So trick-or-treating was a little bit different for us. Sometimes we would go into the nearest town so that you could, you know, walk easily from house to house. Sometimes we just trick-or-treated at random friends' houses or, you know, like people we knew that were close. But, you know, like from my house to like my best friend's house, it was probably like a 15-minute drive. Maybe.
I have so many questions.
So it's not like you could just... It wasn't easy to trick-or-treat at a bunch of people's houses. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So Andrew grew up in the country, similar to you.
Yes.
And no one ever came to his door to trick-or-treat.
Oh, yeah. Well, because my mom was a teacher.
Oh, okay.
We would have some kids, but it wouldn't be many. Maybe like 5 or maybe 10. I mean, it was not many kids. I also remember at least once, if not twice, I liked going to my grandparents because they lived in town and they would have tons of trick-or-treaters. Well, because I didn't grow up like seeing that happen at my house, I thought it was super fun to go there and like help them pass out candy. So, I mean, it was kind of different each year. It just depended on what day of the week it fell on, if there were sports.
Did your church, because you had like smaller towns around your church, did your church do like a trunk or treat? Even my church in an urban area, we did a trunk or treat too as an alternative for trick or treating.
No, they do one now. Okay. So now they do it. But when I was younger, they didn't.
Our church always did one, but we always, I mean, I grew up in just a normal neighborhood with a cemetery four doors down though. So that made it extra
creepy.
Which
is really cool. What are the odds that when you and Andrew bought your first house, you also had a cemetery in your neighborhood?
On our street. Isn't that like really weird? Like just down the street from us. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
No. And both were like old, not cemeteries where people have...
Are currently.
No. In fact, the one I grew up in, I don't know, it was like 100 years old, like really old. But like to turn on my street, that cemetery was on the corner. And then my house was four doors down. So it made it extra fun around my birthday and Halloween though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we do now with our kids is we have our own meals, but we meet up and trick or treat in Shay's neighborhood or my neighborhood or a little bit of both.
Sometimes we eat dinner together too on Halloween.
Yeah, we have done that before.
Yeah, sometimes we do it together, which is fun. And we always eat early. I actually personally, as a mom, I like when Halloween's on a school day.
You do?
Yes, let me tell you why.
What?
Okay, I do because I think school is fun for my kids that day.
Yeah.
So I think like in middle school, they get to wear costumes. But then I think like, my younger kids or when my kids were in elementary school, they always have a Halloween party or they have crafts and they're watching a Halloween movie. I feel like it fills the day with like lots of Halloween fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then while they're doing all that Halloween fun, like I can do a big Halloween breakfast in the morning, which I always do. But then during the day, I can get our house like spooky and I can make our spooky dinner. I don't know. I feel like we get the Halloween energy stays up. Sometimes I think on a Saturday, if we have to do like a sport in there, like it breaks my Halloween rhythm. I think church is going to be a little hard for Shay to focus. Sorry, Pastor Sam, because I feel like it's going to be very hard for me to transition from get up.
From ghost and witch pancakes to church,
you know, and then there's no lull. I mean, I think we're going to have a great year, but I also think like after church, on Sunday this year, there's going to be a couple of hours where it's too early to trick or treat.
Yeah, but in my head, like we're watching a Halloween movie. Like we're making it fun and Halloween-y.
You're going from Jesus to the Addams Family.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think I'm going to need to help transition.
I think I'm
there.
Going straight there. Like we're having lunch and we're watching this Halloween movie.
You see what I'm saying though? I feel like the school day, it's like the rhythm is really good for me. Like everybody's like busy doing Halloween stuff all day. Then I pick them up at 3 and we're like on a high. Because we eat dinner at like right at 5 because trick-or-treating starts around 6 where we are.
I see what you're saying. But I also feel like it doesn't matter what the situation is. Every year I feel rushed when like they're getting their costumes on and we're trying to eat. And I think, you know, if we didn't have to go to school on this day, I think I would be a little bit more relaxed. I mean, once we start trick-or-treating, it's fine.
Yeah.
But just that like hour and a half from school pickup to like, here we go.
Oh, I had a list in my head of things we would talk about today. This direction we're going was not one, but I like it. Let's keep going. Because so now I'm visualizing one of two things. I'm either visualizing the Slaughter kids are going to walk into church on Sunday, like in full costume, or
it could go that way.
Or you're going to have.
Because I'm going to need time. Like, for instance, this is an example. Okay, do you remember that costume? Smith had several, and apparently you guys are well versed on how to get the inflatable costume.
He has one again this year too.
Okay, yes. Uh-huh. Do you remember though? I don't even remember what Nixon's was, but he had one.
He was like stuck in it or something.
No. Okay. It also happened to be a year that Tab was out of town. Like he had a football game. So blah blah. That wasn't cool. Probably I waited until like, okay, we're rushed. We got to put this costume on. And then I don't know what it was. I'm sweating. We can't get the costume to inflate. It's a whole big deal. Like we're running late and Nixon is like a Star Wars creature from the year before.
Yeah,
like
I remember.
We pulled out a last year costume and pretty much, I think it was both Nixon and I, like we chunked it and chucked it. We got a comment about that. Is it chucked? Okay. Or chunked?
So funny that you said that because you said it twice in another episode.
I started to say it again.
And I wasn't going to correct you because in my head, I wasn't confident enough that you were doing it wrong.
Did you get comments too?
Well, in my head, I thought you were doing it wrong.
I looked it up and I'm like,
I think there's no N.
No, there isn't. The word is chucked.
That's what I
now
thought.
Now we're taking a really hard right turn on this whole conversation.
But I wasn't going to point that out in the middle of the podcast because I wasn't confident enough. You said it with such confidence twice.
Okay, first of all, I think I say the word wrong. And apparently I use it a lot. I'm trying to use it for the third time in a month. Who says that word? Secondly, I heard somebody else say it the other day and they said it wrong. And I just thought like, it's a mispronounced word, right? It's like when people say,
watch what you're going to say. Cause make sure.
Maybe I shouldn't say it. Just when people say words that really aren't a word, but they're just mispronounced a lot.
Wait. Okay. We're coming back 1 second. Cause I want to talk about getting kids into costume, but I'm going to Google this. Chucked or
it's not, it's chuck. I'm googling.
I'm gonna read this exact. Chunk is a more violent and forceful. You chunk rocks at people.
Wait,
listen to the whole definition.
My Google was wrong.
This is why you probably say it. Are you ready?
Yes. Okay.
Chunk is a more violent, is more violent and forceful. You chunk rocks at people or vicious stray dogs.
Yes. Nixon and I chunked the inflatable Halloween costume straight into the garbage.
Okay,
we hated the costume. We didn't want anything to do with it. We could not get it to inflate. It was over.
Wait, but this made me also think, listen, this morning, Eric and I were working out together, okay? And we were working out at my house in my gym. Because it says you chunk things at vicious stray dogs. Okay. We were working at my home gym.
I did not throw anything at Chase's dog.
But we had the door shut. Well, I wanted to get a bottle of water. So I like opened I was turning off Smith's alarm was going off. I opened the door. I ran in like 30 seconds. I turned off Smith's alarm. I ran back and Poppy, who is 9 and a half. So she's old and moves slowly, was like sniffed Erica. And Erica, described the emotions you went through.
I was lifting weights. I was bent over and she comes up. For one, I did not know that she came through the door. So it was a little bit like, oh, there you are. And then I thought to myself, please don't bite me. Please don't bite me. And then in my head, and again, this was like 20 seconds. Then I had the thought, calm down. She can sense your fear. Calm down. She can sense your fear. I had all of that when all Shay did was like, seriously, grab a water. And she was back in 20 seconds.
And like, Poppy is 9 and a half years old and weighs 12 pounds. So the fact that Erica was having to calm her breathing.
And I've been around her
for 9 and a half years.
I know. I know. I'm just, you know, when people are like, why don't you have a dog? You need a dog. That's why, right there.
So you were going to chunk something at her because she was a vicious stray dog had I not come back sooner.
Now we've said the word so much. Did I say chuck or
chunk?
No, chunked?
You said chunked. Now I'm going to Google chucked. This is what people came to the podcast for today. I'm sure.
Okay, then maybe they're both words.
Okay, so now the definition of chuck, C-H-U-C-K, is, it's a past participle, to throw something carelessly. So someone chucked a brick through a window. So they're using it, chunked is with more violence.
Okay.
Chuck is casually or carelessly.
Okay, I should have been using chunk in this situation.
No, I think
violently threw the costume in the trash.
I think it means, we need to Google violent. I think it means with like, you could be handcuffed and carried away.
No, but I wasn't passively throwing it in the garbage.
Okay, so let's just recap. On this upcoming Sunday, I will be at church trying to focus. Again, I'm sorry, Pastor Sam. Erica will be still at home trying to get her kids' costumes on her because she's nervous.
And I'm sweating.
And she's sweating.
Yeah.
It sounds very similar to how we're going to describe getting our kids ready for skiing.
Yeah, that's
in an upcoming episode.
That's how I get ready. Yes.
Yes.
It's actually not even funny. That is so true.
It is, isn't it? And yes. I want to, because I feel violent and vicious, I want to chunk something at Andrew Scholl as we're getting the kids ready to ski because it is so hard and makes me hot and sweaty and angry.
And I'm saying things like, I'm pretty certain this came with gloves and I only see one. And where are the shoe covers? And there's only one here. Or those aren't the right shoes. Oh, and the kids are saying, these are actually too tight, Mom. These are from last year. And I'm like, well, we didn't bring any others. You know, it's
And I'm saying similar. Like, stop crying.
Yeah. It's very similar.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, where were we?
Okay, you said about kids' costumes. I would like to say that this year, and maybe this has happened in the past, and I just saw it this year for the first time, which would surprise me. I have three daughters, and we have been a Disney princess, I think, 13 years, right? There's always been a Disney princess at my house. Nobody is a Disney princess this year, but we went to Disney's website this year because we were all assuming someone would pick a costume. Nobody did.
Yes.
But Disney advertised their princess costumes. Okay, did you see this? As sequin and glitter-free, like glitter-free costumes. Like, it looks sequin-y and glittery, but like nothing's going to come off. And I thought that's the most brilliant thing ever, because nothing wears me out more than like getting my princess ready. And then she's like laying on the couch and there's like gold glitter on my couch. And I know, because I'm more way more uptight than you. But when I read that on their website, however they had it phrased, like glitter-free princess costumes, I thought that is brilliant.
No, I'm pretty sure I ordered hers from Amazon.
Oh, so you, when you, then Britt can't come to my house this year because there's a glitter-free zone. I've decided.
I'm pretty sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think that's what happened. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like when we drive to your house, so the princess of the year, and sometimes I have two or three, they get in the car, they put their seatbelt on. And so for the next 6 weeks, there's glitter on the seatbelt. There's glitter in the car. There's glitter everywhere. I don't like glitter. I don't like glitter.
You guys listen to that?
No, I don't.
Disney doesn't either. You sound right now.
Am I going to chunk something?
Sounds like you would chunk a lot of things right now. Costumes, glitter, sequins.
I appreciated when I saw, it was like big too. It was like on the home screen.
Oh, glitter free costumes. I think I was just looking at costumes on Amazon and I just ordered them there. So we're going to be glitter full this year.
Yes. We can do an episode where we break down our cars later. Because
shut it right now.
I'm just saying, I get that you wouldn't notice glitter in your car.
Hey, you should go look at my car right now. It looks so good. I'm not even joking.
Oh, I'm going to
make
good.
Shay get out of this. As soon as we get finished with this podcast, she's going to go take a look. Seriously.
Oh, we have digressed. What are we talking about now? Halloween still?
Yeah. Okay, but let's talk about, do you remember anything you were growing up? Or do you have any good Halloween stories? I have a good one from my
tell
childhood.
Me.
I think I told you this story before, but the listeners might enjoy. Okay, so when I was five, I was Barbie, but you know, it had like the plastic.
Like cheeks?
Face. Or the mask that was like legit plastic. Like now I feel like you wouldn't have a mask for being Barbie. You'd put like a wig on and put extra makeup on. But back then it was like a plastic mask.
Okay.
Anyway, I remember the costume. That year, our church, and this is when my mom was a single mom, and so it was just me and her, and our church in town had a little Halloween party. And so I was five. My mom dressed up. I dressed up. It was like for adults and kids. And I went in. There were games and stuff. It was fun. But then all of a sudden, these two adults came in, and I was old enough to realize that nobody knew who they were. Like, they had masks on. They were creepy masks. One was like this fish. It's like fish guy. One was like an old man mask. But it was enough that I remember being like, who are they? And my mom's like, I don't know. Like, nobody knew. Which now that would be super creepy, right? But even back then as a 5-year-old, I was super creeped out. I was so creeped out, in fact, that I could not like relax and have fun.
Aww.
And my mom ended up taking me. She was going to take me to my grandparents' house. But when we got there, they weren't there. And then she ended up, I stayed with like a neighbor and my mom went back to the party for a little bit.
This is like the beginning of a dateline.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Except when she goes back to the party, she realizes that those people are my grandparents.
Oh my gosh.
And they scared me so much that I had to leave the Halloween party.
I have not heard this story.
No, I thought I told you this. Yes, no. I was so scared. I remember she came and got me and she was like, it was grandma and grandpa. And I'm like, why? What in the world? I mean, I was five, but I remember being like, I mean, they didn't know I was scared, or clearly they would have been like, Erica, it's us. But yes. And then for years later, I remember downstairs, one side of their basement was like storage. And I remember where the masks were. Like, I knew exactly which shelf I should be staring at when I went down in that room.
Wait, I have so many questions. Okay. Erica's mom, text me. I have questions. I need you to get these answers back to me. So when you saw your 5-year-old was so freaked out, your mom didn't want to go like ask, hey, who is it in the creepy costume? And your grandparents didn't want to come and say, like,
I don't know if they,
you
I actually
so
think
cute,
they
Barbie.
Were talking. I think they, my grandparents were not talking. I'm
they
telling
were like
you, it was,
full on in character.
Yes. And they had like padding in their shirt. Like you couldn't look at them and be like, well, that looks like Bill and Ruth. Like,
I appreciate their
they
effort.
They were in costume. I mean, granted, maybe I'm remembering it in a much scarier way because I was five. But like, if you asked me now, I would have been like, no, the whole place was scared. They didn't know who the two people were. It might not have been like that. Maybe my mom was like, you want to go? And I was like, yes, please.
But I also love that your mom is like, okay, you go stay at the neighbor's house, but I'm going to go back and have fun.
I wonder if she was hosting. I know. I thought about that too. She probably was helping and she was like, I've got to go do this game with the people or something. There had
that
to be a reason.
That story is really funny.
Yeah. I'll see if I can find a picture.
Oh, yes. I want a picture.
I'll be sure to share if I do.
Okay. So you were Barbie that year.
Yeah, it was
with
Barbie.
Well, maybe they didn't know it was you. Maybe they weren't talking to you because
I'm pretty sure you could tell.
They,
I mean,
you
it was
had
just
a plastic
a
mask
front
on.
Plastic mask. It wasn't all over.
What other costumes did you have? This was, and people that are like younger than 30, like we didn't have the internet. I mean, our parents
yeah,
were having
we
to get
have
super
Pinterest.
Creative.
We were like looking at like Walmart
yeah.
for what, I mean, that I think that's where you got a costume, right?
Well, I had some homemade ones too.
Yeah, we had those.
Yeah.
Why can I not think of something other than the Barbie? Because that story trumps every story and it's all I remember.
Listen, my dad's an ordained minister. He preaches. He's my parents are very church going people. But I was often a witch. And one time I was the devil, like in a red costume with like little devil horns that yeah. were like sequin-y.
It's
I don't
a good
know
thing
why.
You picked villain in that this or that game because
I did. I picked, but I think too, like the costumes back in the early 90s were a little bit more generic Halloween.
Yeah, it wasn't like characters so
no
much. It was more
yeah, like
however,
devil
it was a Barbie,
witch
yeah it was
ghost.
Just more I remember in being older and one of my go-to costumes was like a jelly bean machine where you put like
oh
a,
yeah
do you remember
I've
that
seen
one
those.
With like
yeah.
balloons in it. I remember one year I think in high school we had a Halloween dance. Now that definitely wasn't the sexy I'm
no.
gonna be cute. Halloween costume.
Your dance partner like must have had his arms way out to get around the jelly bean container.
I don't remember how that even worked, but
again, I'm impressed yeah. though because this was pre-internet. So you were maybe you saw a picture or something, but
I guess
you
yeah.
weren't getting a YouTube video of a step by step on how to make it.
No, no.
So I'm impressed. I don't remember how old I was. We'll have to look it up. I would imagine maybe I was 12, like maybe Kensington and Evie Glee's age when the Disney movie, The Hunchback of Notre Dame came out.
Uh-huh.
And I was, as Esmeralda, is that
yeah.
her name? I did a homemade costume, but I was her.
Yes.
But see, that was, yeah, before they had like a packaged Esmeralda
yeah.
costume.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other things, but pretty much I stayed in very traditional. My brother, now he's probably going to disagree, and that's fine. In my head, remembering he was a Ninja Turtle like 12 years in a row. He's probably going to be like, no, I was it once. Okay. In my head, like every year, that's all I can envision. And he had that hard plastic mask.
Yeah.
Probably similar to Barbie.
I think those hard plastic masks
yeah.
run every character costume.
I just feel like he was a Ninja Turtle. I'm sure I'm forgetting some like good ones because I do think my parents like get in. Well, you see, and you trick or treat with my parents. My parents wear costumes.
Yeah.
My parents,
they
even now, like they
good.
Get into it. And so back then they were really getting into it too.
Yeah, that's all I can remember at the moment. But we'll have to ask around. Okay, what about like with your current family? You make goulash?
We make goulash.
What do you make for
yes.
breakfast if you started
oh,
off with
yes.
a Halloween breakfast?
So I always do some sort of like sausage ball and then maybe like an orange pumpkin pancake, you know.
Okay, yes.
So I do something sweet and then something savory and then we play Pandora. If you have access to Pandora, I'm sure all of those stations, streaming stations have it, but they have like a Halloween
yes.
radio. So which is pretty much just the Michael Jackson Thriller or Bad album on repeat. But we listen to music like first thing in the morning. I'll have the music going and we'll have pumpkin pancakes and sausage balls. And I do like that pumpkin hot chocolate in my slow cooker
uh-huh.
with pumpkin marshmallows. I mean, like we go over the top, which is why I need them to go to school.
Yeah. Cause
right.
Yeah. You've got to create You've got to create some sort of after school appetizer.
Exactly. And so we do that in the morning. And then for dinner, we eat dinner really early so that we can like get the fun started. So it'll be some sort of goulash, something like that with a salad. And then we'll start like trick or treating. I don't do dessert or anything because we're going to eat candy.
Yeah. They're all eating candy.
Yeah. What about you?
We always do something like that, whether it's goulash or I've made your like Brunswick stew, something Halloween-y for dinner. Mummy dogs with it. Like if I make a soup or something like that, I'll serve mummy dogs too. We've also just had, especially if Tab's out of town and it's me running solo, just those jack-o'-lantern pizzas from like Papa Murphy's. You can just pop that in and it's super easy. So it's something Halloween themed. We'll do a Halloween breakfast. My kids aren't the biggest pancake people, so we would do like eggs and sausage balls. So it's not going to be orange, but just a fun Halloween, like something different because I'm not normally making that for breakfast on a random day of the week. And we play music and
it's so fun, right?
Yeah.
Play the music.
Have a movie going when they get, you know, just like something festive's on TV. And we have dinner early and then we usually meet up and trick or treat around the neighborhoods.
And Erica and I live in neighborhoods that are very close to each other. Like you can walk from one house to the next. I mean, it's not like a quick walk, but you can walk.
Yeah.
We kind of like to go where the people are, and there tend to be more people towards your neighborhood. So we'll do my neighborhood a little bit, and then we'll go over and do your neighborhood. Over the years, we've done it just in other friends' neighborhoods. We like to be where the people are. And usually the adults dress up.
Yeah, the past few years, we have done that. I don't have a costume this year, do you?
I don't have a costume. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is Tab wont doing football this year?
Yeah, Tab's always, out of town.
Tab is the party.
Oh, look, and he's not going to be here.
I know.
Next year, though, next year should start a big rotation where he's like home, you know. It will be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll get him like 5 years in a row before he's gone again.
He'll get the Monday night game next year.
Don't even say that.
Oh, I feel like he got the Thursday night game. Remember?
He did. I know. Yeah, of all the years.
Three years ago, whenever it was on Thursday night, Tab got this random Thursday night game.
I know.
I'm not penciling him in. I need Halloween to be on a Tuesday to get Tab involved.
Right? Okay, wait. Talk about your favorite candy. I know this because we're grown-ups are always fighting over everyone's favorite Halloween candy.
Well, I have a game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
So I have a game. I would like to preface it by I don't love candy. Is that okay? Like I don't, my grandmother, like that's her go-to sweet. Like she would rather have candy than cake or a brownie or pie. Candy is, I don't love candy.
And you also don't like chocolate candy. You'd rather have like a gummy candy.
Now, if it's Halloween and we're walking around, and I'm going to dig through everybody's bag and look for toffee.
Yeah.
Right?
You're looking for like a Heath bar.
Yes. Just out of like, that's what we're doing. We're like, but I just, if I never had candy again the rest of my life, I would not miss it one bit. I'm just not into candy. Listen, I need a holiday where they're passing out pie. Like Thanksgiving. We should go door to door on Thanksgiving. And we should say like, Happy Thanksgiving, and people hand you pie. That I could get so behind. What about you before we play our game? Tell me your number one.
I am always, I'm a Reese's girl. So I would look for like a Reese's cup or an Almond Joy.
Okay, let me talk about Reese's for a minute. Again, I could pass, but nothing is better than a holiday-shaped Reese's.
Oh, no. A Christmas tree, a pumpkin,
an Easter egg.
Yes.
Yep. They are a million times better.
Absolutely.
Now, please don't contact me if this is incorrect information, but everything that I have read says any shaped Reese's is not gluten-free. Whatever they're using to make the shape has gluten on it. So my gluten-free house, we can only eat the round, boring circles. But yes. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Those are gluten-free. But if it's in a shape, gluten is involved. I don't know. Erica, we have a little Halloween candy or that. Okay. I think I'm going to know all these answers, but
probably so. And we're probably going to disagree on every answer because we do not agree on candy choices.
No. No. But here we go. So this or that. Chocolate or fruity?
Chocolate.
And I'm going fruity. Sweet or sour?
Sweet.
And I want it sour. M&M's or Skittles?
M&M's.
Me too. Skittles gag me.
That's fruity though.
I know, but just Skittles, gross. Almond Joy or Mounds?
Oh, I mean, I like both, but I'm going to say Almond Joy.
I would agree. I like both, but give me the Almond Joy. Kit Kat or Twix?
I mean, I like both too. If I'm choosing, I would pick a Twix over a Kit Kat.
I think I would too. I think Twix have
the caramel
or that cookie crunch. I think it's better than the wafer crunch. Snickers or Three Musketeers?
Snickers. Three Musketeers is not my jam.
Oh, see, I would have picked the Three Musketeers. Really? I like a Snickers. I mean, I don't dislike a Snickers, but if I'm being offered both, I think I'm reaching for the Three Musketeers.
Okay.
Well, this one. Okay, here we go. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Reese's Pieces?
Peanut Butter Cups.
I'm taking the Reese's Pieces. Ooh. Blow Pops or Twizzlers?
Oof, neither. I would never grab either of those.
Well, I wouldn't either, but we have to pick.
I would pick a Blow Pop.
Yeah, I think I would too. What flavor?
Green.
Oh.
Like sour apple?
I want like a red. Cherry, watermelon, strawberry. I don't even care what red, but I think I'd go for a red.
Okay.
Smarties or Sweet Tarts? They're both horrible.
Sweet Tarts. That's what your mom's picking. Oh, your mom picks the Smarties.
Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah.
And the reason Erica knows this is because every year when we trick or treat, every kid gives them to her because she loves them. It's like eating chalk.
And the kids are like, please, please, please.
Take this, lovey. And she does. And it's, ugh. Okay, Starburst or Jolly Ranchers?
I mean, I guess I would say a Starburst.
Oh, no way, Jose. Not in a million. A Jolly Rancher.
I'm only answering because you're making me on that one.
We're only playing the game because this holiday is about candy.
Halloween and candy. Okay.
Candy corn or those candy pumpkins?
Oh, candy pumpkins.
I'm going to go with candy corn. And that's our last one. Do you ever have it where you put it with the peanuts?
No, but that's like the best way to eat it. If you're going to eat candy corn or candy pumpkins or anything like that.
With dry roasted peanuts, it tastes like a payday.
Yes, yes. That's a good candy bar I could get behind too.
Okay, listen. I know we've talked many times in multiple episodes about my mom's terrible diet, but my mom considers... Wait for it. Sorry, Mom. I'm going to say it. My mom considers like a Diet Coke and a payday an acceptable lunch.
Do you think she still has it? Or she did like when she was busy and working a lot?
No, I think right now. I think if you said like, we're out and about and we don't have time for lunch, but here's a payday. It's like a power bar to her. She's like, well, there's nuts in it.
I want to text her in the middle of the podcast and let everyone know what her answer is, but I won't.
Mom, text Eric and I when you get to this part of the episode, when it airs on October 26th, and confirm that you pretty much say a payday is like a power bar. Like my mom is like, it's protein.
I love it. It's got peanuts in it.
And she'll wash it down with her Diet Coke. Yes.
Good for her.
Or maybe an iced tea, but it wouldn't be water.
We talked about Halloween or fall movies before.
I love them.
So I kind of feel like we touched on these movies, but if you're picking like your favorite couple movies for Halloween, what would you choose?
Okay, so our fall, we talked about like You've Got Mail, those kinds.
Yeah.
For Halloween, Hocus Pocus wins hands down without a doubt. Sign me up.
Yes. And Addams Family, those movies are cute.
Even the cartoon Addams Family is super cute.
Maybe or animated. Even liked it better. Yeah.
Is that what we say? Animated? Animated. Yeah. It's
those
super
are good.
Cute.
Casper, my kids watch.
We just watched Goosebumps, you know, with Jack Black.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's cute.
Cute.
We watched The Sixth Sense last year. Sixth Sense. That's hard for me to say. With our older kids. That was good. If you have like tweens, it was a really good, safe movie.
Yes. I enjoyed it. I had seen it, you know, several times before, but I enjoyed it again. What else do we watch that we consider like not fall, but Halloween?
I watched Beetlejuice last year with my older kids.
Yes.
And I remember thinking that movie was so strange and weird when I was a kid. And they were like, Mom, this is so weird. And I'm like, you know what? We don't have to ever watch this again.
Okay. I loved it when I was growing up. Michael Keaton, I thought, was just brilliant. I remember like loving it. So you watched it with your kids last year and told me.
Yeah.
So a few days later, I did. And I think we were like 20 minutes in and my kids were like, oh, please, we'll do anything to make you turn that off. So my kids didn't even finish it. They could not. Edward Scissorhands, I haven't seen that in years, but that's another one that we used to growing up would watch a lot around Halloween.
I haven't seen that in a long time either.
You know, because it's kind of like dark. And
yeah.
What about shows like, so I had somebody suggested this one to me for Halloween, The Nightmare Before Christmas, which I think is Christmas, but they said, oh, it's actually more fun at Halloween. I don't get into like that Tim Burton stuff is hard for me to get into.
The only time I've ever watched that movie was when I was in the sixth grade. I remember it was probably Halloween. They played the movie and I don't get into those movies either. Yeah. I just remember thinking like, this is awful. Was not my favorite I can't remember if we watched it on Halloween or Christmas, but I don't know. Those aren't my jam.
They're not mine either. No, I will just, you know, I was watching Hocus Pocus. We talked about this in the fall episode, I think, but back whenever it came out in 1991, yeah. I could still watch that one just on repeat. I think that one's
my
so cute.
My kids like that movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super, super
I
cute.
Love that one.
Okay. What about like favorite costumes that you've had, like your family has had?
Oh.
We don't have to go so far back, but just like our family.
We've never had like one family collaborative costume.
Or just...
But I wish that we would. Yeah. I could make my kids. I could make everybody have one. But then I always think, gosh, it's their Halloween. There's only a certain number that you really care about. So if you want to be whatever, if you want to be Captain Underpants and your sister wants to be Jasmine, I'm not going to like force you to be... But I always think it's so fun when I see families and they all have like one collaborative costume. But... Yes. Okay, my favorite, I thought it was fun last year being Jane Fonda.
Because that was hysterical.
We've mentioned before, Eric and I have like a Jane Fonda crush. I just think she's like so classy and refined. And
your wig was hilarious.
I loved it.
So much funnier.
And I could like do my 80s like dances. Yes. And that was so fun. So that one was fun. I loved when you and me and Megan were the Sanderson sisters.
Yes, that was good.
That was so much fun. I was a police officer one year and Andrew was my inmate and that was just like fun to do that. What about you?
Yeah.
Oh, your costume was good last year with Tab.
Yeah, we were Rip and Beth from Yellowstone. We got really into that show when we watched and so.
Well, you pulled it off good. Too. Like your costume and your wig and Tab's whole look was very authentic.
We had fun. That was a fun one. I can't remember what we were the year before.
Okay.
Do you remember?
It was rainy and cold and Tab wasn't there. So remember we didn't dress up.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was the, I joined Nixon or Bowen and was that kid from The Sandlot. You remember that? It was one of those years. One time when we just had Ebby Lee and Nixon, Bowen and Britt were not here yet. We were the Flintstones. You remember that?
Yes.
We had like a,
that's
one
cute.
Of our friends hosted a little like family friend party and we all dressed up. That was fun, but our kids didn't really know who, they were too little to really know who anybody was, I guess.
Now, am I losing my mind or did we not do the Addams Family?
Yeah. Yes. Our whole, the four adults.
The four of us. Yes. I'm like, didn't we do that? And Tab was Uncle Fester. And then like halfway through Halloween night, we realized Andrew would have made a much better Lurch.
Yeah.
You know, he was Gomez and I was Morticia and you were Wednesday. But then halfway through the night, we were like, actually, Andrew's built more like he could have been a Lurch.
Yes. We realized the error of our ways.
That was so fun when we did that.
Yes. Next year, when Tab doesn't get a game and he's in town, we'll do it again.
When he doesn't, she's trying to offset his Monday night game.
Pray whatever she said away. There was something else that I thought was a cute. One of my favorite like kid costumes. Do you remember a long time ago, Ebby Lee was little? I think she was two or one and maybe... And Nixon was a baby. And she was a clown. I thought like her clown costume was really cute. Like she had suspenders and crazy socks.
And Nixon was a football player.
Yes, but poor Nixon. Do you remember his costume was too little? I couldn't button it. And so he just had like a football dress on.
We will post this picture. Because he was a football player and Smith was a tiger.
Yes.
And they were so little. They were so
Kensington
little.
Kensington was Belle, I think, that
Kensington
year.
Kensington was Belle that year, yes. Okay. We've had a couple of Belles in our house. Kensington was, see, we've had princesses forever.
Yep.
Kensington was Belle. We will post those pictures because they were so, so cute. What, when Bowen, he would have been like 11 months old, what was Bowen's first Halloween costume?
Bowen...
So he was a baby. My favorite costume I think any of my kids have ever had was when Maidly was three and she was Moana.
Yeah, that was adorable.
She just loved the movie. She looks like Moana. When we put the costume on her, I feel like she channeled Moana. That was
and that
my favorite.
Costume was so cute because you had like an Etsy costume made.
Okay, I remember the lady was so sweet and at the, not the last minute, but like, I had said, could you make this costume? She was like, I'm actually not making costumes anymore. And Maya like, okay, I totally understand. Here's what my little girl looks like. And I sent like Maidly and she was like, oh my gosh, she looks like Moana. I'm making her a costume.
Yes.
The lady was so sweet. Yeah. That's what she was. And then we've had a whole host of, I think we've had two Mulans. We've had a Jasmine. Who is, it's Ashby that's always looking for a costume with a midriff. That's Ashby. Ashby's always like, what costume can I show my stomach?
Who can I be? Okay, wait, I just found it. The year that Bowen was 11 months old, first of all, he was a giant baby. So there's not a picture of like a tiny baby Bowen at Halloween because he was big. But he was Robin. And once again, do you remember?
Robin.
Nixon was Batman.
Batman and Robin. Okay, yes.
Nixon was Batman and Bowen was Robin, except I did the same thing and I underestimated his size on his Halloween costume.
Yes.
And again, he was like Robin in a dress because it wouldn't snap.
But the sizing on Halloween costumes are pretty terrible because it's like, size, I don't know, 5 to 9.
Yes, that's probably what it was. So yes. I was like, oh, he's a baby. He doesn't need the 2T, but he was huge. So no, he probably did need the 3T.
It's terrible. I thought Smith's Captain Underpants was funny too.
That was cute.
I love that our kids still want to be a part of Halloween.
Yeah.
They're not too cool. They're not too old.
They're still planning on doing it this year.
Yes.
They're dressing up.
Okay, before we get to random reader questions, let's talk. We love Jesus. We are Christians.
Yes.
We're tongue in cheek about like focusing at church and everything, but our thoughts as being like people of faith and Halloween. Erica, what are our thoughts?
I think it having fun and celebrating a fun holiday where you dress up as something is fine in my opinion. It has nothing to do with my faith or me worshiping something that's outside of God or Jesus. That's who my faith is in. And, I don't know. I've never really questioned it because I don't think it's creepy or dark at all, like in my head. You know what I mean?
I think the Lord knows our hearts.
Yeah.
He knows our hearts on October 31st, but he also knows our hearts on December 25th. And I think there are a lot of people that celebrate Christmas without really having their heart in the right place. So yeah. I think just because October 31st is about... It's about what it is in your heart. And for us, it's about fun and family and
food. Just dressing up, having a good time, doing something different, right? Like we're not dressing up any other day of the year. Just a good time. And
just because you
make it fun for our family.
Yes. Just because you're celebrating Halloween doesn't make your heart dark. Just because you're celebrating Christmas doesn't make your heart filled with Jesus.
Right.
So
absolutely.
It's all about what's in your heart. And I just know people are probably going to ask. And we just make it fun.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's what we're doing over here. Now, I think before we get to random reader questions, actually the most important question is, Erica, when are you going to kick off the Christmas season now that our Halloween episode's over?
I don't know. This is going to share like our Enneagram differences because I'm like, I don't know. Let me get the energy to like undecorate my house for fall and then redecorate it for Christmas. I'll do it. I mean, I like to do it before Thanksgiving. So it'll be sometime in November, but I don't have like a certain date every year where I make sure I do it.
Yeah. Mine's going to be the day after Halloween, November 1st. When we're recording the next episode of this podcast, you won't be able to see me because there will be a tree on the table between us. Okay.
Good. That's even better.
Ella Fitzgerald will be in the background singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And we'll be talking about our book club, which everybody read the book. And I'll already be decorated over here because that's how we're going to roll.
No, not me. My personality will be like, oh my gosh, I got to take all these fall decorations down. And when I get up the spirit to do that, then we'll put Christmas out.
It like makes me happy to do it. Like it fills me with the spirit.
But let's also say
that I'm weird, uptight, type A.
No, but like Andrew will help you.
Oh, like he'll take off work to do it.
I will be doing it on my own. Like Tab isn't, he'll help me some with the tree, but that's just kind of like putting the actual tree, you know, together as one. And then he steps back and is like, and my job here is done.
You know what you need to do? Here's the new plan. Andrew, stop listening to the podcast right here.
Okay.
You're going to have to call Andrew.
Turn it off.
Yeah. Call Andrew and say, Andrew, there's a box really up high. I need you to help get this Christmas box of decorations down.
And then could you take the whole day off, Andrew, to help me decorate?
He'll just do it. We all know he will. He'll get over there. He'll see the box. He'll be like, well, that looks like a mess. Oh, I need to undo that. Oh, Erica, get out of my way. And then your house will be decorated.
Okay. I'm going to do that. Maybe like November 7th.
Yeah, don't ask him on the 1st because he's busy at my house, okay?
November 7th, he can come to mine.
He's free then, so you can have him decorate your house then.
The funny part is Tab wouldn't be like, oh no, Andrew, don't come over. He would be like, oh great, Andrew's helping you, that's perfect.
Yeah, Tab's no fool. Tab's like, thanks, man.
That's great.
All right, well, that was us breaking down Halloween. Now, it's time for random reader questions.
Yes, here we go. We've gotten a lot of new questions over the last week or so, and so... It's a new batch, Shay. Do you want to start? You want me to?
You start.
Okay. This is a Shay-specific question. Shay, what do you think about your hydro? Is that how you say it?
Oh, my rowing machine.
How often do you use it and would you recommend?
Well, that's a... I mean...
It was a super random question.
It is. And I was not expecting that. Okay.
Yeah.
I really like it. What I think is great about the hydro is that its purpose is not to use it for long periods of time. Like, it's a quick burst kind of a workout. I think it says it works like 87% of your muscles every time you use it. So it's meant for a 5, 10, 15. There are some longer workouts on there, but if you get on there, they're expecting you to use it a short amount of time. So I think it's really good and you could use it every day because you can just tack it on to whatever you're doing. So it's low impact. So okay. If you have back problems or knee problems or shoulder problems or whatever, like if you can't do high impact exercises, I think it's great because it's super low impact. I think the way that it's set up is just like the Peloton. I didn't know this. So I'll just, in case you don't know it, the instructors are not on a hydro. The instructors are in the water rowing. So okay. They're actually on a river, in a lake, they're in the ocean. They're rowing live on the screen and you are on your hydro. I think the music is great. I think the instructors are good. And then just like Peloton, it has other things too. So if you have it and you pay for the monthly membership to have it, they also have Pilates and yoga and weight training and stretching.
Okay.
So anyway, I really, really like it. Zero complaints.
It's something that you would not do by yourself though. Like is it meant to like do another workout because it's short?
Well, for me, I feel like I need to do something else. You could like either stack a bunch of episodes.
Okay. Okay.
Or they do have some that are longer, but okay. I would say stack it at the end of something. Or okay. It's a great way to warm up too. If you're going to go for a run, but you want to warm up, you could do a 5-minute row and then like you're nice and warmed up.
Okay.
I really like it.
Perfect.
That's a good question. Okay. My first question is there a topic you two avoid discussing? And does that mean like discussing with each other or discussing on air?
I think it meant discussing you and me. And I thought that was funny because when I saw the question, I was like, that's really funny because if there was something, one, I wouldn't have made it a question that we actually had to answer on the podcast.
That's true.
And I would never want to bring it up if there was something that we avoided talking about. So no, there really isn't.
Well, let's get back to our Enneagrams. Maybe there are things you avoid because you're 9, so you're more worried about hurting my feelings or you're more thoughtful.
I thought you were looking at it like I'm avoiding because I don't want to take the Christmas decorations down or I don't want to put them. I thought that's what you meant.
No, you're just more, right? Because you're like a 9, so you're, thinking like, through all angles.
I don't want the conflict. Yes. Let's just keep it good.
And I am probably, and I've said this, an oversharer. I'm an over-talker. I'm an over like, hey, this is TMI, but you should see this gross thing that whatever to me or whatever.
Yes. No. But on a really serious note, I think we would go back to like the friendship episode and be like, if there are topics that are like harsh and they're harsh for a reason and you can't talk about them, then don't.
Yes.
But if they're, I mean, I personally think in our friendship, like that's what makes it such a good friendship is there aren't topics that we keep off limits. So even if there's something that, I don't know, that's embarrassing or... You know what I mean? Yes. Like something like that, like I wouldn't want to talk about. I talk about it.
Yeah. And we have other friends of different faiths. We have other friends of different, maybe political beliefs or parenting styles. And we don't not talk about it, but we have a friend and we love her and she has a very different faith than us. And when she talks about things she's excited about with her family and it's stuff in ways I don't believe or that's totally fine. Like I'm excited. She's excited. You know, like we
know that about each other, but we do not bring it up.
No, but she doesn't feel like she can't talk to us about her faith. I don't feel like I have to say to her, I don't want to talk about it because I don't agree with you. I love her and I want to be a place where she can talk to me about things.
Yeah. And not have to avoid things and make it weird.
Yeah, totally. Or argue or debate.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
none of that.
No, not interested in that.
Okay. My next question is, how do you deal with the holidays? As bigger families, do you travel out of town or stay at your own houses? And how do you deal with disappointments from not being able to make certain things? I know it was long. I wrote all that down. Okay. So I would say for me and Tab, our families, his dad and stepmom live here, so we can easily see them. If we stay in town for a holiday, we see them, whether they come over to celebrate with us or we go over there. It's easy. If you have a bigger family, like 4 kids, I love that kind of holiday because then we still get to have our own space and we're not in the middle of their space the whole time, but we get to celebrate together. So those are probably my favorite holidays, are when we get to stay here just for that reason. When we go, so most of my family lives in Missouri and they're like 9 hours away. So when we go there, we used to do it for Christmas, but just like loading up Christmas, presents, Santa. I never wanted to have to celebrate Christmas on like December 23rd and say like Santa's coming, because I just think the like excitement and anticipation on Christmas morning was something I didn't want to just get rid of because we're going to be somewhere else. So we always packed up and it was just so much work. So we don't really travel at Christmas anymore just because 4 kids with gifts and all that. It's a lot to travel with. This year we're going to go to Missouri at Thanksgiving though. And so we'll go there and, I mean, we try to change it up, but, we just do our best. And hopefully, I mean, I would say my family is super understanding and they want us to come whenever we can, but they're never like, oh, you know, you're missing out again, or they're never like that. I do think it gets harder for when, you know, you're dealing with like, we have some family that isn't super, for one, they don't have as many kids. For two, they're not involved in as much stuff. So I think sometimes like it's harder for us to get together sometimes with Tab's mom's side of the family. And it's all us. It's all our fault. So they don't make us feel bad, but sometimes I feel bad with like, it's just different because they have less kids. And I mean, there's no way to really kindly deal with disappointment. And again, they're not making me feel bad, but I realize that it would be frustrating to try to plan things when I'm the one who can't make it. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard sometimes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, you have to just do your best.
You're a people pleaser by just nature. I am very much not a people pleaser, but I am very much a family people pleaser.
Okay.
And my situation is different because my whole family lives here and everybody in my family married people whose family lives here. And all my cousins, both sides, everyone's like here, and then they're marrying spouses who are here.
And they all stay in town.
And I'm the only one that bucks the system.
Ooh.
And I do because it's the best for my family. And Andrew's parents are out of town. So I'm already bucking the system by saying like, every other year, we're just going to be with Andrew's family because then we can really focus on just Andrew's family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to choose my words wisely. I had a great childhood. Amazing. I'm so thankful I lived very close to both sets of my grandparents. I have mom and dad. I have no regrets. My Christmases were great. Mom and dad, hear that. I loved my Christmases, but they were busy. Christmas morning, you would open presents with one set of grandparents, quickly get dressed. You would eat with that set, quickly drive to the other set, open presents with them, quickly. Then you would eat again, quickly. Then you would drive over to my grandmother's house that night where you would see more family, eat again. It was a lot of that, which that's wonderful. I got to be with everybody. I got to have all these memories.
Had a huge day on Christmas
Day. That's great. But now as a mom with 4 kids, I like to be home. I like to have my people home. But the rest of my family is kind of still doing that. My cousins are like waking up, having, you know, Christmas and then driving over to the in-laws and doing more Christmas. And like, I'm the only one bucking the system, which I feel like makes me look like the bad guy all the time. And I hate that because we have that every other year thing. Then the years that I am here, I just don't want to like run around.
Yeah.
I don't want to run around. So, and everybody else in my family either doesn't mind and they love it and that's why they're still doing it, or they just haven't said we don't like, they haven't said it yet.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with the stage of life we're in.
Yes.
But just our kids being involved in a lot of things, and we both have 4 kids. So there aren't that many days that we're just all home together as a family. So I think Christmas Day is one of those days where you can just like be home and be together.
And that's what my kids would prefer. Where like when they were little, like my brother's kids are all really small. Well, running around is fun because they're seeing other people, although maybe they do want to see someone play with their toys. I don't know. But where my kids are older and they want to like chill and stay in their pajamas and watch a movie, they don't want to get dressed. And I don't know. I think the holidays are great. This part gets a little sticky for me.
I remember my mom had two sisters. One lived in town or, you know, near us. The other lived out of town. And she would come with her family. She had three kids. They would come at Christmas. And it was like so much fun when everybody was there. And I remember when her kids were a little bit older, kind of like our ages now, they stopped coming. And I remember being like, Aunt Gina, like, it was so fun when you would come at Christmas. I remember her being like, Erica, it's just so much, you know, to get everybody loaded up. And I remember thinking when I had kids, again, they were little babies, thinking like, I'll never stop. Like, this is so fun. But I get it now. Like,
yeah.
I get where she was. I get, you know, I think when they're little, it's different. But when they get older, they change, you know, what they want to do changes. Yeah. What you want to do with your family changes. So anyway.
And you want to make your own traditions and your own memories. And I think sometimes you can get, I don't know if stuck is the right word, but you're still doing the traditions that your parents started or your grandparents started. And at some point you might want to make just your own that's good for your family and your circumstances.
Yes. Otherwise, I mean, I've been in Kensington in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
We're going to look up and be like, okay, well, we never really did our own thing.
I know.
If you don't set your own tradition.
But that's hard because you don't want to disappoint your family.
No, no. So you have to come up with a way to kind of like, how can we celebrate with everyone? Yeah.
I know. It's not easy. Tricky. It was a good question. We probably could have done a whole episode on that. Okay. Our final random reader question is much easier. What's your sleep number?
I don't even have a sleep number.
Which is the problem. You need a sleep number.
I know. Every once in a while, Tab and I are like, we're going to do it. And then we're like, no, we're not. I don't have a problem going to sleep. And granted, I don't sleep good, right? I have a hard time staying asleep. But it's never because my bed isn't comfortable.
It's amazing. Our sleep number. And we've had ours many years. They have a 25-year like guarantee. Like you're supposed to have them forever. We've had ours many years. I'm a 20. And wait, Andrew is a 90. So that's a huge difference.
Yeah.
So we spent the first, 12, 13, 14 years of our marriage just both compromising, meaning that neither of us loved the mattress.
Because you were trying to meet at a 50 or a 45.
Yeah. So I'm a 20. I want it so baby soft. In fact, he like laughs that in the middle of the night, if he rolls over, like he falls in a hole, right? Because mine is so soft. And then his is like very hard.
He sleeps on concrete and he's sleeping on clouds.
Yeah. I love it. I love my sleep number. You guys have, I mean, you need one. I'm just saying it's really good.
We always think that we're going to and then we change our mind. But anyway.
This was a fun episode.
It was.
Halloween.
It was. I hope you guys do something extra spooky this week.
And then next week we're going to start celebrating Christmas.
You are. I'm going to take a week to like recoup.
Next week is our book review. So read the book, everybody. Read the book. Erica, what's the book?
The Girls in the Stilt House.
Everybody read the book. We're going to talk about it next week. Thank you for listening today.
We hope you have a great Halloween.
Bye.
The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Schull.
It's produced by John Reinhart at Free Dream Studio.
We love emails.
Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com.